The financial markets opened this morning at 9:30 Eastern Time. Ted Weisberg is president of Seaport Securities. He was a trader on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange during earlier turbulent times, including the Vietnam War, the Watergate scandal, the first Gulf War, and the September 11th terrorist attacks. And he's at the Stock Exchange right now. Mr. Weisberg, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
What are the markets doing this morning?
Well, they're up as we speak. Just about 70 points, and they've been up since the opening, and the underlying tone appears to be a positive, as indicated by the averages, which is basically the sentiment we've been experiencing now for the last 7 or 8 trading days.
That's right. Even in anticipation of war, the markets climbed. Why is that?
Well, I think it's two reasons. Number one, when our government finally made the decision to move ahead, it sort of cleared the air, and the one thing that markets really cannot deal with is uncertainty. So whether politically you support or are opposed to the decision, the fact is a decision was made, and that had the that at least gave investors and traders something to focus on, a known, and that combined with the fact that the market was pretty dramatically oversold at about the 7,300 level, and it, all it needed was some kind of positive spark to get technically to get the market going. And I think we've experienced probably the biggest continuous rally, 7 or 8 days, that we've had possibly in the last 2 to 3 years.
Are different sectors reacting differently?
No, I think with the exception of the oil stocks, which seem to defy all sorts of conventional wisdom, if you relate them to the price of oil, it seems that a rising tide at the moment is floating most ships.
Well, there's adversity here for the oil industry, obviously.
Well, I know, but what's so confusing to many people is that as the price of oil moved from the mid-20s up to close to $40 a barrel, if you look at the oil stocks as a group, they basically underperformed and they never really followed the price of oil. And in fact, now that oil has come down, what, almost 10, if not to $12 in the last 3 or 4 days, the oil stocks have not really sold off that much. They're basically just trading in the same relative narrow trading range they have been in for many months.
How does this activity in the past week or so compare with what's happened in past crisis situations?
Well, I think so much of stock trading is psychological, and it really comes back to dealing with the known and the unknown. And if you keep in mind the fact that the markets always seem to have difficulty in dealing with the unknown, the relationship to these markets, as opposed to other previous events, certainly geopolitical events, the scenario is pretty much the same. The difference, of course, now is that in the Gulf War in 91, the Dow Jones averages was at around the 3,000 level, and of course here we are at the 8,000 level. But the psychology actually seems the same. Now, the one real unknown is if events in Iraq don't turn out quite as well as people expect, one can assume that that will be reflected in the market. This is a market that is basically headline-driven at the moment. Emotion is definitely driving the train, at least the investor train, and, it's hard to predict what will happen as we move forward. If the news remains good, I suspect the market will continue with its positive tone, but on the other hand, if the news hopefully it does not happen, turns bad, I mean, the market is probably vulnerable to a pretty good sell-off.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Ted Weisberg is president of Seaport Securities.